child. Our youngest child is Ellen. Ellen being my husband's aunt, who was the only in-law that I knew. I mean, she, they were very close. But the is my grandmother's name.
Okay.
There, I tell you, there was a pair of portraits, so I think all three of us, my sisters, and I threw in the thinking maybe we'd be the one to get the portrait. But it does seem to be a name that we all set on down.
Everybody used it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
But I think that's not untypical.
Mm-hmm.
To use a surname, certainly as a middle name, whether
a child's called. What if a child was like one of its parents in the way it looked or the way it acted? You would say the child
takes after.
Okay. Would that be for looks, mostly?
I think it would.
Uh-huh.
And if it were for action, I think you'd just say she is like so-and-so. She's a lot like so-and-so. I can't think that she takes after so-and-so.
Okay. What about a child whose parents were not married? What would you call that child, or would you have any term for such children?
Well, I suppose you'd, intellectually, you'd know it was a bastard, but I don't know of any colloquial or casual thing. Do you have something?
Yard child is one that I've heard. And
yeah, I'd probably recognize something like that, but I just don't think of anything like that. When I grew up, it was so hush hush.
Nobody would talk about it.
No, I just can't think of any kind of common expression.
What about a child who's something happened to its parents? They were killed, or
they would just be orphans, orphaned. But I don't think there's any.
Would you consider them an orphan, even if somebody else in the family was raising them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if they lost one parent, they'd be called a half orphan.
Okay.
Which is often a designation for a person, isn't it?
That's the first time I've heard that expression.
Half-orphan.
Oh, really? What if a woman were going to have a baby? You'd say she's...
What do you mean now? You'd just say she's pregnant. If you want to know some of the delicate expressions I've heard, she's in the family way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's expecting. Oh, she's going to find a little baby. You wouldn't believe some of the euphemisms. And where she was going to find it was in the cabbage patch. In the family, in the shade. That was an old expression.
In the shade.
She's in the shade.
Huh. Uh-huh.
I guess that meant she stayed kind of close and didn't go out and broadcast, advertise her condition.
Mm-hmm.